Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
Why? Because your word is coming to pass. Thank you. I know your word is true because it's coming to pass. Thank you. We got to learn stuff like that. Huh? Now we're going to be so much happy. And when people persecute you and talk about you, well, you be divine. Well, what the? He's talking about me. Well, what you praise to God for? Father, the word is coming to pass. Yeah, praise God. For, I mean, see, you know why that's that crazy kind of faith. That's that crazy kind of faith. Amen. That you're going to be jumping up shouting while people are talking about you, putting you down, amen, and saying what you are not, and all of that. You're just going to be, thank you. Hallelujah. That's a little different, y'all, I know.
You know that sounds different to you? You think about that stuff? You know, if they talk about you, and you, well, you know, they talk about me.
Now she don't like me.
And you get the right mindset to believe that God said that's supposed to take place and he's going to bless you for it. Thank you. Come on, give the Lord a hand, friend. Amen. If they don't like you, if they're talking about you, hallelujah, amen. If they put you down, hallelujah, thank you, amen. If they turn their back on you, hallelujah, I didn't need you nowhere. Hallelujah. My God is a nurse. Are you with me today? Hallelujah. Praise God.
I'd have preached all of you, y'all. Hallelujah. I preached all of it. Y'all give the Lord a hand for it. We have preached all of it. Amen. And we don't say nothing else today.
We learn how to be thankful. We learn how to be thankful. Hallelujah. Regardless of the circumstance, you learn how to be thankful. And your attitude will always be different. Amen. Somebody always asks me, well, how do you be? If you don't go through nothing?
Well, what makes you think I don't go through nothing? What makes you think I don't have no problem?
Are you crazy or something, you know? But it's not that you don't face problems, it's how you handle the problem. I mean, you get back in the corner and cry sometimes, but see him.
I ain't gonna let the devil see me sweat.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to let the God see me sweat, but I ain't going to let the devil see me sweat. Hallelujah. You give us a thing. How you handle it? How you handle it? It's what your mental capacity about what's going on. How are you thinking about it? Amen. If they're talking about you, it's the way you think about it. It don't matter what they're saying, but it's how you're thinking about it. Amen.
Praise God. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? It's going to change your attitude. Amen. When you go over there and your sister say something about it, or your brother say something about it, you're going to start.
Thank you.
Come here, brother. Let me hear a few ideas. Well, what'd you say about me, brother? Ah, yeah.
Thank you, brother. You're so kind. You're so nice. If you hadn't been that, I wouldn't know. I would have got mad with you if you hadn't said that bad about me. But now I'm going to be blessed because you're talking about me.
The blessing comes after you now. Remember that. And you get ready to get blessed. So you want to thank him. Because God is getting ready to bless you. Some of the things that he said about you, God turned around and blessed you for that. Because you didn't get mad with it. I mean, that's for real there. Huh? Amen. Come on, Mr. Payne, let's pray. Because everybody said, well, you didn't pray. Amen. You know how they say. They talk about you. Come on, let's pray. Come on, Christian's faith. Go ahead.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for his best faith. Every day that you make, Lord, is blessed. And we thank you, Lord, for another day you let us see. We thank you for giving us joy, giving us peace, for giving us hope. Because you are our hope, Lord Jesus. And without you, Lord Jesus, we can't do nothing or be nothing.
Thank you.
And we thank you for being in our life, the for being our Lord, for being our Savior, for being our strength, for being truth, for being a faithful God.
Thank you.
And God, they cannot lie. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our family, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We say no to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
We need to be healed. We bless those who need to be blessed, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and save those who need to be saved, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your service on the Lord, Lord Jesus. And it be what you call it to be. And it be blessed. And it be encouraging. And it be uplifting. And everyone will get out of it what it needs, but they need to get out of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our Father, being our friend. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything and all things. And we love you, we praise you, we lift you up, we magnify you. And all these blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Come on, everybody say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Don't y'all feel better this morning just saying thank you? Amen. Amen. You feel better just by saying thank you? So I just thank God. Amen. I'm learning. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm learning how to keep my strength. Amen. Hallelujah. In God. I'm learning how to keep my joy up. I'm learning how to keep my peace up. I haven't made it yet, but I'm learning. Amen. I'm trying to get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn how to say thank you. Hallelujah. When I'm facing my trial, thank you. When we say count it all joy, I mean, count it to be joy. It didn't say it was joy, but he's going to count it to what? He's going to count it to be joy. So while you're having your struggles and things, thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. And when you don't, when you're not having any, start praying. Hallelujah. If you didn't have no problems, start praying. Something wrong. God, what's wrong with me, Lord? That must be something, Lord, wrong with me. Because I'm not having no problems. Satan, where are you? It must be Satan. Where are you, devil? But when you're not having any problems, you know the devil is never going to be slack on his job. Huh? He's faithful. Praise God. The enemy is faithful, amen. He's always going to be on his job. And if he stopped doing this job, man, start, well, some flu. If he stopped bothering you, he must got you. He must already have you. And he don't want to run you off, amen. So he got to leave you alone so he can keep you. So he'll leave you alone, amen. So learn how to be thankful, amen, in every situation. Amen. Learn how to be thankful, amen. Learn how to give God some praise. Come on, y'all, put your hands together. Learn how to be thankful. Hallelujah. And I know sometimes we... Your bones hurt sometimes when you wake up in the morning. Amen. Thank you. Now you say, well, why are you thinking for the bones ache a little bit? Amen. Because it lets you know they're still working. Amen. And when you want to get upset, it's when they stop working, when they stop moving. Amen. But if you're able to get out and have a little pain when you get out, thank you. I was able to move. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. That I was able to get up, I was able to walk, I was able to talk, thank you. Because somebody wasn't able to walk when they got up this morning. Mm-hmm. Somebody rolled out the bed and stepped on their legs and went on down to the floor. Amen. But you was able to get out, so thank you. Come on, learn how to thank God in all things, amen. I ain't thanking for everything, but thank him in all things, amen. So I just thank God this morning for all of you who's come out and all of you online. I'm learning how to be thankful, amen. I'm learning how to be thankful. Learning how to be thankful. God has done that for me, amen. Praise God. He's teaching me how to be thankful, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give a testimony. Anybody got a testimony? Anyone got a testimony real quick? Hot one. Got a hot mic, amen, this morning. You're hot on the mic, amen. Amen. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.
That's the biggest thing I take out of everything that I'm hoping to
play. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes it don't come out, always come out the way he thought he was going to do it. But he got his ways, but he'd be like, wow, Lord, I see why you took me this way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Because you can see why it happened that way. Amen. You can see why it happened that way. You didn't understand why it happened that way, but God knows. So if you trust God, that whatever way that he takes you, that he's going to protect you in that way. Amen. And so stop worrying. Stop get rid of the sad faces. Amen. Of what's going on. Amen. Friend of mine that said, thank you. Amen. You know, even we look at, everybody says kind of crazy, but we look at the pressures out here now. You look at all the stuff going on, you know, with the sickness and stuff like that. You know, if that didn't happen, you would say God was lying. He said you go sin that because of sin and all that. That was part of the wake us up to get us to turn around. If it hadn't came, then God wouldn't have been keeping his word. See, he's faithful to his word. That's a good thing. I mean, whether the negative or positive, he's still faithful to his word. Amen. If he said he's going to deliver you, he's going to deliver you. He said he's going to wipe you out, you're going to be wiped out. That's just, amen. Somebody asked me, well, what about what's going on? I said, well, it's already written, ain't it? He said, yeah. I said, well, we might pray and get it delayed, but it's still going to happen. Huh? You might get it delayed, but it's still going to happen. You know, so every time he was going to die, he did jump in there and pray and got 15 more years and got it delayed. He got it delayed, but he still had to go. Amen? And so whatever God said is going to happen, it might get delayed, but it's still going to have to happen because he's already said it. Huh? And so don't worry about it, amen. Abraham didn't get it in this day, but it still happened. And so that's where we got to look at our lives. We got to take the word of God and accept the word of God. And whatever the word is saying, we got to believe that what? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Amen. And so whenever you get in your life, if you see something that's not happening, like I said, get word. Amen. You ain't got nobody bothering you and throwing some hate out on your sister, get word. I'm going to do something wrong with me. Oh, people get too close to me. Something must be wrong. Amen. Live a happy life. Amen. Amen. Just live by the word of God. That's what living by faith is. Is believing that what God says is going to come to pass. And whatever he says is going to happen, it's going to happen. If he says people are going to persecute you, if they're not doing it, there must be something wrong. Must be something wrong. If they say you're going to be abused and talked about for my name's sake, and you don't see some of that happen, what do you say? Must be something wrong. That's kind of crazy looking for trouble. Must be something wrong. You mean? You mean the people on my job, they ain't bothering me? Must be something wrong. Is that right? Praise God. I mean, that just, if the word says something's supposed to be taking place and it's not taking place, must be something wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for that. Give the Lord another hand, praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're learning how to rejoice in our troubles, amen. We learn how to rejoice while we're going through. Amen. We're learning how to not to have a sad thing when we're going through, amen. Praise God. We're looking for trouble. We walk around looking for something, amen. Looking for somebody to say something, amen. And then when they say it, we're going to hug them, amen. We're going to hug our enemies, amen. Come on, thank you for helping me, brother. You know, you really caused me to pray last night. I so thank you for what you did to me. Man, I wouldn't have prayed last night if you hadn't said that to me, but you hurt my feelings so bad that my feelings got involved and my feelings caused me to pray. You helped me. You helped me, brother. You helped me. See, learn how to walk in faith. You helped me. Stop letting people push you to the side. Let them be your blessing rather than your curse. Let them bless you. Let them bless you. Let them bless you. Let the people bless you. Amen. See, we don't realize. See, it was always Jesus' enemies that blessed them. His friend messed him up. But his enemy blessed him. See, he wouldn't have been able to go to the cross if it hadn't been for Jesus. I need you, boy. Come on. Huh? You know you're supposed to turn your back on me. You already know it. Whatever you're supposed to do, go do it right now. I'm praying for you while you go do it. Go deceive me right now. Go turn me in right now. I need you to do it right now. And Judas went on, turned him in. And he said, you did a good thing, boy. You did right. He said, friend. He called him a friend. He betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. Friend. And then Peter, what he said to Peter, amen. Get behind me, Satan. But Jesus, I'm your friend. I'm your friend, Jesus. I'm the one. He said, no. You see, your friend is trying to keep me from going through what I need to go through. But my enemy going to help me to get there. Hallelujah. Come on, I said your enemies will help you get there. Huh? Your enemies will help you get there, amen. Where you need to go, your enemies will help you get there. And so if you didn't got no enemies helping you to get there, you need to go back and start looking for something wrong. Come on, somebody, amen. Something wrong, amen. If you're not being bothered, something wrong. Hallelujah. Use your enemy as your footstool. Make you step up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I want to get back to my word today. Amen. I want to go to Luke chapter 14 today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been talking about this word for a couple of days. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless the word in Jesus' name. I've been talking about this word. Amen. That there's something. About a year and a half, 2 years ago, I'm still working on it. That one morning I woke up from prayer. And when I woke up from prayer one morning, the Lord, I was praying, asking God for something. And the Lord spoke to me and said, how bad do you want it? And that's been bothering me for over a year and a half or 2 years since that morning I woke up. He said, how bad do you want it? And then he said, well, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to give me for it? How bad do you want it? And what are you willing to give me for it? And many times, a lot of us, we've been praying, asking God for different things. Amen. You know how we pray. We want something from God. Amen. But many times, we want things from God. But sometimes, there are something that you ask for, God is looking for something in return. See, we got this thing that we call sowing and reaping. There are some things in God you got to sow something to get something. Huh? It don't just automatic happen, amen. God might give you a field and he might give you the seed. But if you don't sow the seed in the field, you don't expect to get a harvest, amen. Huh? And so sometimes when we've been praying, asking God for something, sometimes God just say, I just need a seed. I gave you a seed, plant a seed, so you can have a harvest, amen. In other words, so you can get what it is that you want. But I was looking at this Luke chapter 14, let's see what verse it says. I'm going to start at verse 26. Read, Sister Paige. Hallelujah.
But if any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever and whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Mm-hmm.
So which of you intended to build a tower, put it not down first, and count it out, whether he has sufficient to finish it? This happened after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
All they behold, it began to mark him.
That's good. Amen. Praise God. I just want to use for a talk, a thought today, amen, amen, count the cost.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about counting the cost, if I'm getting ready to do something, I'm getting ready to build something, then I've got to count the cost for what it is that I'm going to desire, amen. Count the cost, amen, amen. And so no matter who it is, no matter what it is that you desire, amen, so what do you want out of life? You got to realize there's a cost to it most of the time, amen. Huh? If you want to build a house, you got to, it's a cost to it. You got to know how much it costs. You got to know how much the material costs. You got to know how much the labor costs, amen. You got to know how big you want it to be and how foundation you want it to be. When you're counting the cost, you got to count the cost, amen, in order to obtain the things that you desire, amen. And so when we want something from God sometimes, you know, you can't get anything without making an investment. And sometimes we want money, amen, but are you investing anything? You know what I'm saying? You got to be investing something to get something. Most of us want to be blessed, but we don't want to invest, amen. Huh? If I realize that if I want a big investment to come back, that means that I've got to invest more. If I invest little bit, I'm going to get little back, amen? And so what God just let us know here, you know, if something you've been wanting out of life, how bad do you really want it? And what are you willing to do to have it? How far are you willing to go? No, Jesus began to let us know here. He said, if you come after me, now he's letting us know, if you're going to be a follower of me, if you come after me, then he said, what did he say here? You got to hate your father, got to hate your mother. Or are you willing to lay aside family members in order to achieve? You see, when you want to achieve it in your life, you can't let nothing hinder you, amen? Hallelujah. When you try to achieve, you got to become single-minded. Your focus can't be on too many other things. So the things you got to put out of the way, if you want to get it, he said, you got to lay aside everything in order to follow me. Amen. And he said, if you want something from me, how much are you willing to pay for it? And see, most of the time, we're not willing to pay for it. Amen. Because there are things that God do to require as payment. Because what? They're sacrifice. See, you can't. There's always sacrificing everything, and people that don't want to sacrifice anything can't obtain anything. Amen. There must be a sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we want the anointing of God, we want to do what it is that Jesus did. That there must be a sacrifice in order to obtain the things that you desire of Him. So He said, "What are you willing to give for it?" In order to get some deliverance, are you willing to push your plate back for a night to give some sacrifice? Because there can't be no anointing if there don't be no sacrifice. Amen. It can't be no deliverance if there's no sacrifice. St. John 14, and no, chapter 16, I believe. St. John chapter 16. And here it was, even Jesus, you know. You know the word he said there. Let me see. St. John 16. Where he said, if I go not away, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you. Huh? 16:7, that's where it's at. If I go not away, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you. Amen. So what are we saying here? He said, I've got to do it. In order for you to get what it is that I have to give you, I've got to do a sacrifice in order for you to obtain it. If I go not away, in other words, Jesus, in order for Jesus to get us the Holy Ghost, so that we can have the Holy Ghost in our life, he was willing to sacrifice everything in order to, so that we can obtain the Spirit that he wants to give us. If I go not away, so he had to give us a sacrifice in order for us to be saved. You see, in order for him to purchase us, he was willing to give up everything. Are we willing to give up everything to follow Jesus today? Amen. Are you willing to give up your friends? You know, a lot of people you got to put out of your life when you're trying to walk with Jesus. Amen. A lot of folks, you just got to let them go in order to walk with Jesus. You know, sometimes you can't bring all your relatives along. They weren't supposed to be in the trip. Hallelujah. Abraham tried to bring his relatives, and they was holding him down. He tried to bring his daddy and stuff along with him. God didn't tell him to take his daddy. God told him to go, amen. Abraham, you go where I told you to go, amen. And you leave behind everything. Leave behind your mother. And God. But Abraham took his mother and his cousin along with him. Took Lot along with him. And all those people that went along with him were nothing but a hindrance in his life. Amen. His daddy was a hindrance in his life. And then his nephew caused problem in his life. Because he's trying to take them to where God told him to go. Amen. See, sometimes you can't take everybody where God's taking you. Mm-hmm. See, where God wants to take you, you got to go by yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. That God wants you to go by yourself, amen. Because the experience with God, God wants you to have a one-on-one relationship with him. Not having a relationship with everybody else, but have a one-on-one relationship with him. That's what's happening even in the church today. The people got a relationship with the pastor. When the pastor say something wrong or do something wrong, the whole church gets messed up. Because their faith wasn't in God. Their faith was in the pastor. Come on, somebody. Amen. Their faith was in the preacher. Amen. Amen. No matter what I do or what fall I give, you shouldn't fall because I fall, because your faith shouldn't be in me. Your faith should be in God. That is why you need a relationship with Jesus. So too many times we're bringing people into the church and we're bringing them in relationship with the pastor. When you lead people to God, you're supposed to lead them to Jesus. See, we lead them everywhere but to Jesus. Lead them to the Lord. Lead them to the Lord. The Lord is not going to die. He's permanent, amen. Hallelujah. And so he was willing to lay down his life so that he could obtain us. Oh, what love. What kind of love was that, amen? That a man would give up his whole life just to bring us in. You see, this is what he's expecting from us. If you want something from me, are you willing to give up everything? Are you willing to give up everything? I think the Bible said Romans 12 and 1 said, what? Are you willing to present your body a living sacrifice, holding and acceptable unto the Lord? Are we willing, you know what I'm saying? Are you willing to give that up? Amen. Are you willing to give up some pleasure to have some things of God? Amen. Praise God. Are you willing to give up some food? Amen. In order for the anointing of God. So God said, how bad do you want to taste it? What are you willing to do if you have it? Now I can see how bad Jesus wants us to have the Holy Ghost. Except I go away. Except I give myself for a sacrifice. The Holy Spirit won't come unto you. But if I sacrifice myself, the Spirit will come into you. That's how bad I want you to have it. Hallelujah. Now God, that's how bad the Lord wants you to have the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. That he was willing to give up everything so you can have the Holy Ghost. That must be serious. That must be a serious thing. That must be so serious that people take it so lightly. Except I give up everything. He counted the cost, amen. The cost for you being able to receive the Holy Spirit is that Jesus died on the cross, amen, being sacrificed for you. What a price to pay, amen. Are you willing to give up your life to walk with the Lord? See, that's the thing, that we always keep walking in our feelings all the time. And when you walk in your feelings all the time, you're not walking in faith. And when you're walking in your feelings, that's why all these things, that is why you get displaced and get turned around and get discouraged and all that stuff, because you're walking in your feelings, amen. Huh? And that's what I was telling you about this morning, that if ain't nothing going on in your life, you need to start looking around and say, something must be wrong with me. Hallelujah. But we don't do that, though. We think everything's supposed to be going just right. no problems. Nobody's supposed to get mad at you. Nobody's supposed to talk about you. You know, that's what we think it ought to be, amen. I want to tell you, you're wrong, amen. In order to get to the things of God, amen, you got to be willing to pay for it, amen. You got to suffer for it. The Bible said, you suffer with me, what? You can reign with me, amen. You're going to be prosecuted and persecuted for my name's sake. If that's not going on, there's something wrong. If people are not turning their back on you sometimes, something wrong. They're not getting an attitude with you and they don't have no reason to have one. If they're not doing that, something wrong. And then we're not supposed to be the one all the time that's grumbling. Stop grumbling, amen, about it. And but give God some praise, amen. That's faith, amen. I'm willing to go through this because I got a blessing on the other end of it, amen. See, that's the attitude you're supposed to have. That's the price you're willing to pay. I'm willing to go through this because I know my blessing is on the other side of it. You see, grumbling means that, you know, when people say something about you and you get all bit out of shape because they said something about you, and then you start talking and hollering because they said it. That's what grumbling is. There's no reward in grumbling, amen. But there's a reward in being able to take it and go through it, amen. I'm learning, amen. Hallelujah. I'm learning. When people say something about me, you see, I don't say nothing back. I'm learning how to sacrifice myself because vengeance belongs to the Lord, amen. And it is God that's going to repay, amen. And so whenever you say, I'm going to let you say it, and I'm not even going to say nothing, amen. I'm not even going to mention it back to you. I'm not even going to talk back to you. I might look at you like you're crazy, but I ain't going to say nothing to you, amen. I might stare at you a little bit, but I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to keep my mouth closed, amen, because in order to get the blessing of God to be on me, this is what God requires. That what? He said, I'll fight your battle, amen. Vengeance belongs to me. Let me fight your battle. For everybody that come against you, when they fight against you, they're fighting against me. And God said, well, I meet them, I won't meet them like a man. And so I'm learning how to, whatever it takes to get the blessing of God, whatever it takes to get the anointing of God, I got to be willing to go through. See, they said that we was going to suffer that. When you go through something, amen, praise God. Because, you see, anytime you're going to get somewhere, you're headed somewhere, you're going to attain something, you got a prize that you're looking for, you got to go through something to get there. Hallelujah. Jesus went through something in order to get back to heaven, amen. See, Jesus came and went all the way through the earth, through the flesh, and then he went through hell, the grave, in order to get back to heaven. You see, he went through. He was willing to sacrifice to go through in order to get back to the place that God wanted him to be, amen. Come on. Are you willing to go through to get to where God wants you to be? Are you willing to give up some stuff to get back to the place that God wants you to be? Not where you want to be, but what God wants you to be. So too many times, we like to give up because of what we want to be and not what God wants us to be. See, we come to things that we get promotions, amen, and people that promote us. And when people promote you, that's not always God promoting us. Huh? See, if you want a promotion, amen, you want your promotion to come from God. The Bible does say promotion comes not from the east nor the west, but promotion comes from God. So a lot of times, many people promote themselves. They start talking about who they are. Not who God made them, but who they are. I'm this, and I'm that, you know. I'm this, amen. Well, who promoted you then? Are you promoting yourself then? Or is God promoting you, amen? You see, when I looked in the Bible, I went back and said, now, it says, I looked at the different promotions that came in the Bible. I went and looked in where but when the disciples, after Judas died in the book of Acts, the disciples had to get another apostle. And they anointed Matthias when they put one in Judas' place, amen. But I looked at the Bible, but you don't see nothing about Matthias except that he was called a disciple, amen. You don't see no writing. You don't see nothing he did. Because, you see, he was promoted by man and wasn't promoted by God. That was Peter then promoted him. That was a good thing, amen. But the one who God promoted, he's written all over the Bible. When God promotes you, amen. That's what I'm trying to show. If we want to do things for God, but we got to ask God to promote us because that's where our promotion comes, amen. And then we got to do what's necessary for the promotion. If you don't do nothing, how are we going to get promoted, amen? If you don't have no prayer life, how are we going to get promoted, amen? If we don't have no fasting life, how are we going to get promoted, amen, praise God? If you don't give up something, amen, how are we going to get something? You say you want to have, but you don't want to give up to get it. How are you going to get it if you don't give something up to have it? You want a better life, but are you giving up anything to have a better life? Are you willing to do what's necessary to have a better life? Stop just talking about it, but do something about it, amen? Everybody in the Bible, you see, when somebody else promoted them, you don't hear much. Now you got a man that came along named Apollos. I don't see where he was. They said he was an apostle, but he was sure preaching a lot. You find him all in the book of Corinthians. He's still going, amen. But the guy that got promoted by Peter them, you don't see nothing written about him. See, his promotion didn't. Well, what am I trying to say? You can be promoted by man just because man promoted you. It does not mean that God went along with it. Folks promote somebody. Hallelujah. But that's not God's promotion, amen? So if we want to get something, you want to get it from God. Because you want God to take you up because God is the one that is able to take you up. And God is able to put you down, amen? And so if you want to have the things of God, you got to count the cost to have it. You can't be in the executive position, then you can't spell your name. Excuse me. You know what I'm trying to say, amen. In other words, you got to go prepare and get yourself ready for what it is that you desire, amen. That's why Jesus said, whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it, amen. So he tells you to pray, amen, and believe what you pray so you can have it, amen. Huh? And then sometimes it takes something else to bring it to pass. You got to do something. You got to give up something, amen, in life, amen. You got to be talked about, amen. You got to be persecuted in order to get a promotion from God. Now, everybody got promoted by God. They went through something. You don't see no prophet that didn't go through something. And his name might be written big over there, but Jeremiah was down there crying to get his promotion with him. And he had to go through something. Now, he went through the dungeon. Everybody hated him. Every time he spoke, they put him in jail. They arrested him. All the rest. See, this is where promotion comes from. We got to be ready to sacrifice yourself in order to get the promotion from God. Amen. So what is it that you want out of life? That you got to be willing to step out to obtain it, amen. You can't be afraid, amen, to step out. You've been wanting to start that business. You know, people say, well, ain't nothing in the Bible about a business that only gets you ready to go to. No, they say that it just gets you ready to go to heaven. But what am I going to do while I'm getting ready until Jesus comes back? Well, what am I going to be doing all that time? It might not come for another 100 years. I'm ready to leave here. But now you got to be ready to live also. Huh? You ain't come here. I mean, I know you're going to die, but you got the plan like the Lord ain't coming for 100 years. Or you got the plan like you'll be here tomorrow. Live like you're going to be here tomorrow. Huh? I've got to do what's necessary, amen. Here we go. I got to be willing to do what's necessary to obtain. Are you with me? Huh? See, everybody waiting on the. I ain't got nothing. I know heaven coming, amen. I know we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth, amen. But am I supposed to starve until it gets there? Are you supposed to starve until it gets here? We want to get you ready for heaven, amen. But we also, you need to get ready for the live right now, because you might not die for the next 100 years. Hallelujah. And none of us are going to take nothing away from here, because we didn't bring nothing in this world, and we're not going to take nothing away, amen. But I still need to be ready for tomorrow. I mean, I ain't worried about tomorrow, but I should have a sense enough, amen, to be doing it, to have something for tomorrow, amen. I ain't worried about tomorrow, but I need to put me some bread, something up for tomorrow. I'm doing what? I'm doing what's necessary. You're doing what's necessary to achieve. If we're going to have any kind of achievement, you got to do necessary to achieve that, amen. So if I'm going out to God, I've got to be doing some God's things. If you want my wisdom, if you want my knowledge, are you willing to do what it takes to obtain it? Genesis 36, amen. Now, I might go a little further, but when we look at Jacob here, I'm looking at Jacob here. Jacob needed some protection from God. He needed some deliverance. And when Jacob needed some deliverance here, Jacob had to do what's necessary for his deliverance, amen. They said Jacob did what? He wrestled with the angel all night. No, that ain't 36, 35. 32, amen. You can see here Jacob needed some deliverance, amen. And because Jacob needed some deliverance, he had to do what's necessary to get us through it. He had always been used to conning his way through, amen. Huh? He was used to conning his way. That's what he was. He was a con artist. Amen. His name meant Jacob, meant con artist. And he had always used to con, but here he got in trouble. And when he got in trouble, he had to count the cost to see what it was for him to get out of this trouble. And so he was counting the cost. So he sent some sheep and he sent some camels and all before Esau tried to appease his brother. You know, he was counting the cost. You know, he was trying to give something out of the natural in order to obtain something from the spiritual. But that don't work, amen. See, if you want spiritual things, you got to sow spiritual things, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If somebody sold spiritual thing, you're supposed to give them your natural thing. That's just an exchange, amen. You give somebody some money for something, amen. If I want something, I got to get enough money for it. I think about who's that? Was that Sister Hyde? Said she went down to the car lot and laid a hand on that car and said, "The Lord have need of this car in Jesus' name." And then the man told her, "Yeah, tell the Lord send some money down here." Amen. You got to do what's necessary. You get what I'm saying? You got to do what's necessary to get the car, amen? You got to pay some money up to get the car. But I know many times people done prayed and fasted, and God worked somebody else where somebody else paid the money to get the car. But nevertheless, in order to get it, some work has to be done and to obtain it. So here is Jacob needing some deliverance, and he's serious about it. In chapter 32, he's serious about his deliverance, amen. And verse 24, 25, as you read down through there, he's serious about his deliverance, amen. And because he's serious about it, amen, he realized he's got to do something. And so he goes down to decide he's going to pray all night. He wrestled with an angel till daybreak. Hallelujah. You know, whatever it is that you want from God, are you willing to wrestle with the angel all night? Or you're willing to let it go like it is, or you're willing to wrestle with the angel all night to bring deliverance? Do you see what I'm saying? Huh? See, when we talk about the word of faith, and we talk about faith, faith is having action, amen. Faith is acting on the word of God. And so if I have something in my life that needs to be removed, and need to be changed in my life, amen, then I need to take action according to something that has taken place in the Word. I said, look into the Word and see how somebody else did it in the Word, and then I need to act on that Word in order to get the same results that they got. Are you with me? You see, that's what faith is all about, amen. When we call the Bible the Word of Faith, amen, and you count the cost is being able to look and see what somebody else did to see whether or not you are able to do the same thing. That's kind of the cause, amen. Jacob had an all-night prayer going on, amen. Are you able to pay the price for it? Do you need some deliverance? That's what he tried to say. Do you need something from me? And so God said, if you need something from me, are you willing to, if Jacob was willing to pray all night in order to get it, are you willing to pray all night? Because that's what? That's what it took for Jacob to get delivered, right? He wrestled with an angel all night. Huh? He wrestled with the angel all night. And he asked the angel to bless him. And an angel tried to get loose. He said, I won't bless you. He said, well, you got to bless me. You got to bless me. Verse 26. And he said, I won't turn you loose except you bless me. Hallelujah. Verse 28, amen. And notice what he said. Now this is the thing you got to get with God. One of the things that Jacob got here when he wrestled with the angel all night, the thing that God told him, the angel told him, he said, thou shalt no more be called Jacob, but you're going to be called Israel, for as a prince, thou hast power with God. Hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? See, the thing about the prayer and all the stuff that he went through, he was praying. When you start praying all night long, what you're trying to obtain, you're trying to obtain what? Power with God, amen. Come on, somebody. We want to have power with God, amen. Because, you see, it is God that is exalting Jacob from who he used to be and to who God wants him to be. It is God that took him from being what? A self-planner, amen, and caused him to be a prince, amen. You see, the promotion came from God, but he was willing to do what was necessary to obtain it. He said, this promotion didn't come from somebody. This promotion came from God. But when God gives you a promotion, when God puts you up, can't nobody bring you down. Hallelujah. And so sometimes it's not good to go too fast, amen. Because if you go up too fast, you come down too fast. Amen, praise God. But if you go up slowly and work and build your way to the top in God, not in people now, see, a lot of people, they just jumped in there, they flew up. And then you see a lot of them just flew up, and some of them in jail now because they just flew up. They got too big all at once. Otherwise, they wasn't seasoned, amen. They let their gift. So the Bible says your gift will make room for you, amen, and bring you before great men, amen. So, but you got to be careful sometimes. Your gift might get you there too quick. Because if the gift gets you there before you mature, you're going to mess up, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody take you up, amen, before you're ready to go up, amen. Don't let nobody put you up, amen, before you're ready to go up, amen. When it's time, God will raise you up to be what it is that he wants you to be, not what you wanted to be. See, our problem is that who we want to be and not who God wants us to be. I want to be who God wants me to be. Hallelujah. I don't want to be who people want me to be, amen. Because people are going to look at you strange anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They're going to have doubt about you anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. They're always putting you down anyway. Amen. They're always talking about what you're not. Amen. Now, I don't care what you say I'm not. It's what God says I am. Come on. Now, I am who God says I am. Come on, y'all. Come on, say it. I am who God says I am, amen. I don't care what other folks say about it. This is what God says I am, amen. I got to stop letting people, you got to stop letting people dictate to you who you are.
Come on, man.
Come on, somebody, amen. We always got other people telling you who you are. I am who God says I am. This is what the word says about me, amen. It is God promoted me. Yeah, I might look like Jacob, but God said I'm Israel, amen. Come on, amen. Jacob is who I used to be. But I am now. I'm Israel right now. And what? I got power with God. You see, in order to obtain with power with God, he had to pray all night to obtain that power. He didn't just get it. It wasn't just handed to him. It was something that he counted the cost and he was willing to pay the price in order to have what it is that he desired from God. Are we willing to pay the price today? Amen. All the things that we say we want to do and all the things that we say we want to have and all the things we say we want to happen, are we ready to pay the price for it to have it? Sometimes you say you want a good church, but is anybody out with it? Is anybody sowing any seeds? Ain't nobody sowing no seeds, but they expect for somebody to come. You ain't inviting nobody, but you expect for somebody to come, and you're expecting a harvest, amen? You get what I'm trying to say? You ain't inviting nobody, amen? You know, you say, well, I didn't see the Spirit move. Well, God don't need to move if everybody's stuffed in here. If ain't no empty vessels in here, why does he need to move? To stuff you up more? Are you with me today, amen? See, in order for God to move and do it right, God has to have a vessel to pour something into. The first thing y'all know about the story, I think, is 2 Kings, I don't know, 5 or whatever, that the widow woman who bills couldn't be paid, amen, and then they told her, go out, and what you got in your house? Say, I got some oil in there. He said, go out and get some vessels, borrowing out a few. And she went out and borrowed some vessels first. And if she came out, the oil started pouring in the vessels. And as long as they had vessels, the oil would pour out. And the oil didn't quit pouring out until there was no empty vessels. Come on, somebody, amen. If you ain't brought no empty vessels in the church, why is it that God needs to pour out some oil? If we're going to get and have what God said, we got to be willing to do something what God tells us to do. Bring some vessels in. And if they don't come because I'm the minister, then maybe they come because you can preach to them. If you turn them over to Jesus then and not to me, then their relationship will be with Jesus and not me. See, that's the problem. You bring them in a relationship with the preacher and they can't go nowhere without the preacher. And when the preacher died, they did. Because they had a relationship with the preacher, never had it with God. Come on, somebody. Are you with me today? Come on. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it God's way. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to be able to put down some stuff. Amen. To walk with Jesus. Amen. Got to put down some tradition and walk with Jesus. If it ain't written in the Word, it ain't so. If I can't find it, it ain't. It just ain't it. That's God's way. I might have been taught that way, but I got to give up that way for God's way. Amen. Remember now, Apostle Paul, amen, in Philippians, was that chapter 3? You know, he was taught the perfect law. Philippians chapter 3. I just had to get there by Jacob when he wrestled with the man, but he had power with God, but he saw God, what, face to face. But Philippians chapter 3, verse 15. Look at Paul here. See, a lot of us, we want what God wants, but we ain't ready to change to get it. See, you got to be willing to change to have what God wants you to have. Philippians chapter 3, amen. I'm just going to read something, amen. Philippians chapter 3, you know, Paul talks about him circumcised, verse 3 and 4 and 5, you know, circumcised the 8-day stock of Israel. He had zeal persecuting the church. But he said, those things I counted lost for Christ, amen. See, he was willing to give up his religious position. See, a lot of us got a lot of religious position we don't want to give up on. We don't want to come down, amen. You see, we got a position and a religious tradition, and we don't want to change, you know what I mean? We don't want to read what the words say. We want to do it the way the tradition say. You see, Paul had a religious tradition here, amen. He was taught perfect. He had a doctor's degree, amen. You can say he was a doctor because he was taught by the best. But he had to get rid of his position in life in order to follow God. Come on, sometimes you got to give up your religious tradition in order to follow God, amen. Come on, amen. Amen. You have some traditional stuff that you can't find in the Bible that you've been following. You've been following a lot of tradition that you can't find in the Bible. Amen. I mean, you find, no, I ain't trying to be against nobody, but you just can't find it in the Bible. That's all I'm saying. You know, you can't, like I said, you can't find Baptist find John the Baptist in the Bible. But he did say, don't follow him, follow the one that come after him. You can't be following a lot of traditions. He says he had these Easter plays, and you know, he still have these Easter plays in the church, you know, having Easter Sunday and all that. You say we follow religious tradition, and then say you're following Christ. You got to give some of that stuff up to follow Jesus. Amen. Huh? You love this going back to the law. I'm talking about Paul had all this teaching, you know. And because he had all this teaching that he had been taught, had a doctor's degree in it, amen. You can't be celebrating Christmas, amen, and know it's a pagan holiday, and you still celebrate it. It ain't written. That's what I'm saying. It's not. If it's not written, it's not so, right? So how are you going to prove something to me if it's not written? And so let me stick with the stuff that's written. And then if the other stuff come on in between that somewhere, maybe you might let it come. But I can't sit there and argue about you with something that ain't written. I got to what? I got to lay aside those stuff, amen. And here this man who was a Jew, even in the beginning, he had to be willing to let that go. Now, I done spent all this money in college. I done learned all this knowledge. And you tell me I've got to count that as nothing? See, he was willing, what was it? He was willing to do what's necessary to find Christ. He was willing to give up on his religious tradition, amen, his religious ideology. What other thing that you had to give up when you've been told all of this stuff, amen? I was trying to find some things I had wrote down. But you had to be willing to give up some sacrifice stuff. See, when I got saved, I had to be willing to sacrifice something, you know. I was in the Methodist church. And they swing a little water on you. Now you baptized in the name of Jesus. Name of the Father. Name of the Son. Name of the Holy Ghost. Enough water and hardly made your hand wet. It didn't cover the whole body. Just a little bit on your head, and say it was baptism, amen. I was in that tradition, amen. Bring a little water on you. Hold you up like that and keep it going. I had to give up that kind of stuff, amen. The Bible said baptized, right? That means submerged, amen. I'm dying. If I'm dying to death, I got to go down in something, amen. When somebody dies, they don't stand up when you're dead. You go down when you're dead. Don't you fall down? Tradition, amen. You got to give it up. Man, I would have had it made. Now, every time I think about it now, I would have had it made. Jesus. Hallelujah. It wouldn't allow the priest for 20 minutes. Amen. Jesus. Get a check every week. Amen. Got housing. Had insurance. I shouldn't be thinking about it, shouldn't I? Do you see what the sacrifice was? But back then, you know, it was like $350 a week, brother. Back then, said I'm getting ready to say. Well, praise God, I'm just trying to tell you, stuff you had to give up in order to follow Christ. It would have been $350 a week. How did that was back in 80, about 80. $350 a week. Would have had a gas card. Oh, Jesus. Lord, that was... had gas card. They gave you had insurance. Wouldn't have to pay no insurance. I wouldn't have to pay no house rent. Wouldn't have apartments to live in. I could have went to college, and they would have paid for my college while I go. Oh, Jesus, Lord, look what I messed out on. I know. The reason I'm trying to say that, but you got to be willing to sacrifice. That's what I'm trying to say. In order to follow Christ, I had to be willing to sacrifice. And like you said, $350 a week, that was back in the 80s. And then you say that's a lot of money now. But that was back in the 80s. And no house rent. And all that, I had to be willing to sacrifice that I might win Christ. So you got to be willing to pay the price, amen. Because what would it have profited me to keep on doing something that I know wasn't right and gain the paycheck and then go to hell? What would it have profited me? You see what I'm trying to say? And so Paul had to what? He had to relinquish all of his background and religious stuff. So what did he say there? Doubtless, verse 8, he said, what? I'm going to quit after this. He said, yet doubtless I count all things but what? Loss. For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, whom I suffered the loss of how many things? He gave up all things that what? That he might win Christ. You see, in order to get it, he was willing to give up what?
Everything.
And so today I'm going to ask you, are you willing to give up everything for Christ? Have you counted the cost? You know, somebody say salvation is free. I agree with it that it's free, but it's just already been paid for. It wasn't free. Somebody had to pay for it, amen. Somebody paid your bill, amen. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay, and he paid a debt that he did not owe. And I needed somebody to wash my sins away, so my debt got paid. So salvation really ain't free, amen. There was a price paid, and Jesus Christ paid the price so that you can be saved. So salvation is not free. Well, it wasn't free. It's just already been paid for, amen. You got an account with God, hallelujah. When you do what's necessary, you can have an account with God. How many want an account with God, amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. See, we don't want an account with people. I'm tired of having an account with people, amen. But let me have an account with God, amen.
Huh?
Let me be blessed by God. Let me be blessed by God. I don't need to be blessed by people. Let me be blessed by God, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, let God be your God, amen. Hallelujah. Not people. Don't let people pull you down. Don't let people stop you from doing what it is that you know it is you want to do, amen. Don't let people get in your way. Let God be your God. Push them to the side if necessary so that you can go on with God, amen. Get rid of your brother, your sister, a mother, whoever gets in your way. Put them out of your way so you can walk the straight road, amen. Or the narrow road, and you write the narrow path. You see, when you're on a narrow road or a narrow path, if somebody gets in your way, you got to push them out the way so you can get by, amen. Come on, push the devil to the side. Push people to the side.
Holy Ghost.
And keep on moving forward, amen. And don't let what people say stop you. Let God, let what God say. Let what God be true in every man a lie. If God said he did something for you, we got to learn how to accept what God said he did for us. If God said that he saved you, he saved you. And you can't tell me no different. See, we've been letting people dictate. We've been letting people, well, you know, I know what the Bible says. The Bible says this, but this, no, it ain't that. It's what God said about it.
Yeah.
Ain't no but in it. That's what's wrong. You putting the but in it. If God said he delivered you, guess what? He delivered. He said, well, I don't see it. Well, that means you are not walking by faith. Are y'all with me here, amen? Walking by faith means I don't see it. And just because I don't see it, if God said it, it don't mean that it's not having been done. Amen. Walk by faith. Amen. If you pray, he said, if you pray and ask God for something, believe that you received it, and you shall, and said you shall have it. Well, okay, you need to pray for the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you pray for the Holy Ghost, if you don't get it today, amen, guess what? Receive the word. And what does the word say? Believe and you what? You received it and what? And you shall have it, amen. I got to believe that word, amen. I got to believe if I pray for it and it don't manifest itself today, I got to believe it's going to manifest itself tomorrow. Hallelujah. And if it don't manifest itself tomorrow, it might manifest itself next week. But I'm going to hold on to that word because God promised that he will manifest his word. And if he promised he'll manifest his word, I've got to believe that word and hold on to that word until it manifests itself. Are you with me today? Amen. Huh? See, that's what faith is. You know how we are. We preachers. We're always going to be looking in everybody's mouth. Well, y'all ain't real. Y'all ain't good. Y'all ain't fun. Amen. Y'all know how we are. I ain't hear nothing. So what did the word say? What did the word say again, brother? Believe that what?
Believe that you have received it.
And what? You shall have it, amen. Is that the word about? I mean, well, how can we preachers make know what the word says? I'm just being real here. I'm going to get off to this. Is that faith or not? Faith believes that it has received it, even when it don't see it. Faith calls it things that what? See not as though it is. So this is we supposed to be preaching faith. This is how you get it. That's what Jesus said. If you count the cost, you got to start saying it even when you don't have it. That's what it costs. You're saying it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. You got to start saying it with your mouth and what? That's what it takes to get it. Huh? That's what it takes to bring deliverance. Let the sick say. Well, what don't you see? But don't you see your last year hurt? Yep. And you saying you heal? Yep. Well, you lie. Would I be lying to say I'm healed? If I obey God, he said, let the sick what? And if I'm called the thing that what? Am I lying? Who told me to do that? Well, who should I be obeying? Do I have to deny myself? And believe God? Y'all see what I'm saying? In order to get things from God. He said, that's what it takes to get. Amen. You got to be willing to deny yourself in order to get this thing from me. You got to go around and deny your own mind in order to follow him, in order to get his faith, his stuff. Huh? Faith. The way we get his stuff is through faith. Even though I don't see no results of it. But I'm walking around talking about that guy. Are you lying right now? He's just lying. You know, when we tell you, hey man, you say, so, and then she already knows she's going back to party tonight. But I'm telling her she's saved. I'm telling her how good she is. I'm telling her what God is doing for her. I'm building her up. I'm building up for what? I'm going to hold the faith, amen. I got to build you up, even though you're down, but I'm supposed to be what? I'm not supposed to tag you down anymore. I'm supposed to what? I'm going to build you up, amen. You see? In order for her to get what it is that she needs from God, I got to build her up so she can receive what it is that it comes from God. She's got to get the word in her heart first to know what God has already done for us so she can receive it. How can you receive something that you didn't tell me what it got? Are you with me? If I got $1 million in the bank and don't know I got $1 million, I'm going to live like a poor person. Even though I got the million.
Come on,
man. But why is it that I'm living like a poor person? It's because I don't know I got the money. Come on. God said, tell you what you got. The kingdom belongs to you. And the kingdom is not broke. The kingdom is not empty. God said, I have given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. You need to receive. Are y'all with me? I got to quit. Y'all, did y'all understand what I'm trying to say, though? Amen. In order for us to get it, God said, in order for you to get it, you got to walk by faith. Do you want it? Start walking by faith. And you can have it. Look in the word, he said. Look in the word. If you see what somebody else did and they got it, try that out. Try the word out. Because faith without works is what? Without dead. For me looking at something saying I got faith for it and don't act on it, then what am I going to receive out of it? If I look in there and see, well, somebody went on a 40-day fast and they came out with the power of God, I need to think about it. I try to build my mind up for myself up where I can do it, amen. If that's what Jesus got when he came out, when Moses went to the mountain and came out of the mountain, he was glowing. He was up before God. Was he up there 40 days? He was up there 40 days. He came out glowing, amen, like the sun. When Jesus went into 40 days, he came out with the power of God, amen. And everybody you see that being 40 came out with something, didn't they? And God said in order to destroy all flesh, it took 40 days. All right, this, what is this? Flesh, right? In order to destroy all flesh. Did you get it? In order to destroy the flesh, it took 40 days. And the water covered for 40 days and destroyed all flesh. If I want all flesh to be destroyed, maybe I need to take 40 days. You say, well, I don't believe I can do it. Well, all things are possible. And I can do all things through the... Can I really do it? Can you really do it? Do you want the glow on your face like Moses had the glow on his face? Can you do it? Are you willing to sacrifice, to pay the price in order to have what it is that we want? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Father God, let's say it, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be saved today, amen? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to repent, turn away from your way unto God's way? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you what? Shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If that's you online, you need to repent today, and so that you can get what God wants you to have. Be willing to let your life be a sacrifice, so that you can be saved. Amen. Is there somebody on Facebook, online, you want to be saved today? Amen. Remember, you need the Spirit now. You need the Spirit. Don't let nobody tell you you don't need the Spirit, because Jesus sacrificed himself. What is that? If I go not away, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you. But if I go away, I'll send him to you. And so you need to be saved. Is there anybody? Amen. Praise God. All right. Praise God. Does anybody, if you're online, amen, we thank y'all for listening in. We might blank out after a while and so that we can have service the way we want to have it and nobody have to be looking at us have it, and so we can have our fun, amen, and try to show off to nobody. We're just trying to praise God. So God bless you. Amen. If you want to send anything, send it to kelchurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. PayPal, Facebook. Don't forget about this. Tune in Wednesday night at 11. Don't forget about tonight. Pre-vote is on. Minister Prevost on at 299-299-POUND at what, 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock tonight. Amen. Don't forget about Minister Ray, Monday through Friday. Amen. 120-110-69-POUND. And so thank y'all for tuning in and listening in, but it's going to get better after a while. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you for the word of God and the people of God that you're leading me, you're guiding me into all truth and righteousness, Lord. And, Lord, I appreciate all that you've done. I ask you to bless this church and bless this people, and we give you praise for the blessing. In Jesus' name, as we dismiss, we say amen. Anybody online want anything to say before we go? Amen. Well, if nobody got anything to say, amen. Testimony, prayer report, we thank y'all for tuning in. That's staying, y'all. We're going to go then. Nobody got a testimony. Amen. Father God, we are thankful, Lord, to ask that this line be blessed and the people be blessed. And ask that, Lord, you continue to bless us and look down on us. And we give you the praise for the blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for tuning in, listening in. Thank you, brother, for y'all showing up. I appreciate y'all all the time.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean has come.
Jesus.